Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
One of the most misunderstood doctrines in the Bible relates to how we're saved. Even among so-called Christians, spiritual leaders teach that we're saved by good works. They feel that if we do enough good things, God will allow us to enter heaven. Well, one passage they use to teach this false doctrine is found in Paul's letter to the Philippians. Listen carefully to what he wrote.
So then, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is working in you, enabling you both to desire and to work out his good purpose.
Let's look more carefully at what Paul wrote. To work out our salvation does not mean to work for our salvation. You see, that's not possible. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that we're saved by grace through faith. However, we are created in Christ Jesus for good works. You see, this is what Paul also meant when he urged the Philippians to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. We're always to remember how incredible and awesome it is to be able to enter the very presence of our holy God. Well, Paul went on to exhort these believers to do everything without grumbling and arguing. If they loved one another as Christ loved them, they'd be able to shine like stars in the world. Amidst the darkness of fighting and hatred, their unity and love would stand out as light. And this is what the Savior prayed for all of us before he gave his life for the sins of the world. So here's this principle to live by. To demonstrate to the world who Jesus Christ is, we're to work out our salvation.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.